BBBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 4b to verse 6. Not a coward's gospel. If Apostle Paul was a coward in his youth, the power of God overcame his cowardice as a servant of God. Paul did not show ignoble fear in the face of trouble, hardships, and distress, verse 4b. God enabled Paul to have great endurance. Three troubles Paul lists that he endured are beatings, imprisonments, and riots, verse 5a. Only a few months earlier, while at Ephesus, a riot broke out due to the silversmith named Demetrius, who made silver shrines of the idol Artemis. Demetrius was losing money because people were renouncing paganism and becoming Christians. Paul was forced to leave the city he had made his home for several years. Acts 19 verses 1 through 20 and also 16:22. That talks about the beatings. Three hardships Paul lists here are hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, verse 5b. Paul was a layman missionary, Acts 18, 1 through 4. His often forced travels caused him to sleep in the wilderness, which left him sleepless and hungry, Acts chapter 16, verse 6 through 12, chapter 17, verse 10, and verses 14 and 15. Apostle Paul does not detail the distress he endured as he did the other two things before this. The Greek noun Paul used for distress describes the emotional and spiritual anguish of being trapped by oppressive circumstances with no room to move or escape, resulting in feelings of severe distress and calamity. Rather than stating the distresses he endured during those troubles and hardships, Paul states the opposite forces God gave him to combat the stresses. Verse 6 states some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, such as purity, understanding, patience, kindness, and love. John chapter 14, verse 26, chapter 15, verse 26, and Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. God does not raise up cowards who watch as others propagate hate, subversive truth, and deceive people into believing lies as some were doing in Corinth. God does not abandon his children to trouble, hardships, and distresses without means to overcome. To many who proclaim the name among those they trust are quiet. Too many who proclaim the name among those they trust are quiet and cower among those they do not know.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the